The wife of French President Nicolas Sarkozy is about to release her third album. Carla Bruni recorded Pop Tunes, and her effort is the first album by a French first lady. President Sarkozy's divorce and remarriage to a supermodel cost him a lot of public support in recent months, but now Carla Bruni's popularity is growing. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
My lords, your excellencies, distinguished guests, please rise for the President of the French Republic and Madame Nicolas Sarkozy.
This was the French first couple's first big trip abroad. Just a few weeks after their marriage last February, they went to England on a state visit to see the Queen. Nicolas Sarkozy had planned to underline France's new warmer relationship with Great Britain. But with his beautiful new wife, Carla Bruni, standing shyly by his side, elegantly dressed in her grey Dior coat and pillbox hat, the message was lost in a wave of Carla mania. Newspapers gushed and diplomats were overheard debating whether the new Mrs. Sarkozy was more like Jackie Kennedy or Princess Di. Even the French, who had been shocked by the Sarkozy's quick marriage, were impressed. Jean Dereux, a retired writer from Paris, says Bruni proved she could play the role of Mrs. President. And her curtsy in front of the Queen and that stylish little hat, he says, that was really great. Until then, no one had ever really imagined Bruni curtsying for the Queen. The Italian-born heiress was known in France as a wealthy jet-setter, one of the top-earning models of the 1980s, the companion of pop stars, and a singer of breathy folk songs. So when Bruni and Sarkozy revealed their romance at Euro Disney last December and then married just 2 months later, the French were outraged. Jean-Michel Tenard, an editor at the satirical newspaper Le Canard Enchaîné, says the French weren't used to having a first lady with a past.
Carla Bruni is a personality. She's a free woman. She's beautiful. She's 40 and has a child, but she was never married. And she's had several lovers. So she's everything you could imagine, except the wife of a right-wing president of France.
Tenard says the visit to Britain was the start of a strategy to win back French hearts and minds. Part of that strategy included trying to stop rumors about Bruni's romance with Sarkozy by collaborating on a book that gives the official version. It was immediate, she told the authors. His physique, his charm, and his intelligence seduced me. He has 5 or 6 brains, remarkably well irrigated. But Saïd Maran, who follows the Sarkozys for Le Point magazine, says Bruni's main role has been to change Sarkozy's image as the bling-bling president.
She is a multimillionaire, far more wealthy than her husband, but she likes discretion, and that's just the opposite of her husband. So she's done his image a lot of good. She also counsels him on his mannerisms. And so you see a man who is a lot more serene, more calm, less hurried, and a lot less nervous.
Bruni will be back in the news again when her new album comes out on July 11th. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.